time now for Oh the Humanities, taking a look at humanities scholarship research and events on campus and beyond, all brought by the Carolina Public Humanities. Humanities.unc.edu is their website. Joined today in the studio by Joanna Smith to talk about an event that's happening online in connection with AB Tech on reparations. We'll talk about that in just a second. Joanna, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be here.
And nice to officially meet you.
Yes,
talked on the phone like a thousand times. I didn't realize, it didn't really occur to me that we hadn't actually met in person. I haven't met anyone in person this, like, the last 8 months has been crazy, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So what is going on? This is an event that's coming up on reparations with AB Tech,
mm-hmm.
right?
So on Wednesday evening from 5 to 6:30, we'll be kind of winding down the semester at Carolina Humanities with a bang with this fantastic event where we are thrilled to be joined by two of the leading experts on the topic of reparations, William Darity from Duke and folklorist Kirsten Mullen, who is his writing partner. And they recently published just this past summer a book titled From Here to Equality, Reparations for Black Americans in the 21st Century. So this event will really be a conversation with them. We will also bring in a few teachers, both from a community college level and from a middle school level, to talk about why it's so important to bring up difficult topics like this in the classroom.
Who is this for? Is it mostly for teachers, or is it for anyone?
So this is open to the general public.
Okay.
There will certainly be a number of community college students and faculty, as well as teachers, but anyone is welcome to attend.
Very cool. So that's going to be on Wednesday. And the book that they wrote, is that a history of the idea of reparations? Is it about just sort of where the issue stands right now, a combination of all of that?
A combination of all that. It's really very comprehensive. What they've done is they've traced in American history moments where efforts at reparations were made that somehow did not get followed through on. So tracing moments where things could have looked very different, making an argument that the persistent inequalities we see today can be addressed by financial restitution, and then really laying out a detailed roadmap for how they see a possibility for reparations right now.
So what are some of those moments in American history? I know there were some like in the immediate aftermath of the Civil War.
Right. So certainly in the immediate aftermath of the Civil War, you have the promise of 40 acres that was quickly reneged on. They also point to examples as recently as the 90s, where local governments have taken it upon themselves in response to specific instances like the Tulsa Massacre, like the Wilmington Massacre, to try to do really targeted reparations. And what they show is that in some instances, commissions are gathered to examine the situation, reparations are recommended, and local legislatures simply don't act on it, or act on it in very inadequate ways, often by simply compensating survivors instead of considering the ripple effect that traumatic events like that can have through a community. So really, they are arguing that for reparations to be effective, they have to be instituted at a national level.
Are there particular things that can be done? I mean, when we're talking about reparations, there are many, many different ways of going about that. Are there some approaches that they argue are better than others?
So certainly federal versus local, they would say federal is going to be more comprehensive. Something I think is really useful about their book is that it answers the questions of people who say, I love the idea of reparations, but how can we do it?
Right.
By giving a detailed plan about how over time the federal government could be making payouts that private institutions who have benefited from slavery in its long history could be paying directly into a kind of federal fund that could then be used to give individual payouts instead of those efforts being held at a local level or being dealt with by institutions on a one-by-one basis, that rather if we could pool our efforts, we could do something that was much more effective.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Joanna Smith, and again, humanities.unc.edu is the website for more on Carolina Public Humanities. This event, can you get information on the CPH website?
Yep, if you go to our website and just click on events, you will find the registration info there.
And it's going to be on Wednesday in conjunction with AB Tech, but this is online, so anyone can access it from anywhere. So head to the Carolina Public Humanities website and get more information. And this is an issue that is, as you mentioned, this goes back decades, more than 100 years, but it's an issue that that's immediately relevant now in North Carolina, and fitting that it's in conjunction with AB Tech in Asheville, because Buncombe County just, was it Buncombe County or was it Asheville specifically?
I believe it was the city of Asheville.
The city of Asheville, mm-hmm. Right, just took some direct action on that, and other communities around the state are starting to make those moves again, but it's a question of how far is that going to go, and what's going to be the end result, but those moves are starting to be made, right?
Absolutely, they are, and I think both of these scholars would argue that this is a moment where we have the kind of momentum building among voters, where mm-hmm. we can, you know, speak with our legislators, where we can demand that these histories be accounted for.
Yeah. Other events that are coming up in the next little while?
We have one final community college event after this that will be on Friday in collaboration with Guilford Tech, and that will be online, again, open to the public at noon, that will trace the religious and cultural roots of Bollywood music and popular Indian music. And that will really draw our season to an end. We're now looking forward to the spring.
Cool. Do we have events coming already, like in the works for the spring?
Works. We have some exciting seminars.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, can you give us a hint? But I know you'll try to be very timely. And who even knows what January is gonna be at this point?
I know.
It's kind of
so
difficult,
many question
right?
Marks. Yeah.
But again, head to the website humanities.unc.edu for more information on all of those events that are coming up, including the one on Wednesday on reparations, beginning at 5 p.m. right? 5 to 6:30. Speaking with Joanna Smith, anything else that folks want to know about just the issue of reparations in general or this particular event on Wednesday?
You know, I would say what is so great about having these two experts here to speak with is that whether you are unconvinced by the idea of reparations or you are convinced by it and want that question of how answered, these are the people you want to talk to about it. So bring your questions.
Terrific. And again, humanities.unc.edu for more information on that. Joanna Smith, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.